Longtime Atlanta defense attorney Jack Martin said while Georgia was the first state to ban the execution of what the law calls the mentally retarded, the statute was poorly drafted.
Because we're going to put this standard of beyond a reasonable doubt, which means we have to be absolutely certain before we give that. So we have to admit the policy of this burden of proof from the long history of, is that we're saying, okay, we're okay with executing a few mentally retarded people. I just don't think that's right. I don't think that's what we really believe.
But area prosecutors such as Gwinnett's district attorney Danny Porter said even expanding the definition of mental disability in the law is problematic.
We don't know where that expansion is going to go. And so, we offer caution regarding cracking open a statute that has been litigated, that has been upheld all the way to the United States Supreme Court, has been tested and tried.
Rita Young with All About Developmental Disabilities told the committee the debate is not about getting rid of the death penalty.
If you look to our southern states, South Carolina, Alabama, Texas, and Virginia, they bear the burden of proof with a preponderance of evidence. So again, we just want Georgia to come in line with what the rest of our southern states are doing.
Other discussion items included the use of an IQ assessment and whether or not defendants would raise mental disability claims in all criminal cases. Rose Scott, WABE News.